This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, here we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,451. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk
Montgomery,
and you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, Ryan Castle joins us from his basement dungeon studio bar, and once again, we will sit and spin. Today, 10 songs that bands always play live in concert. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tim.
Click, clack,
all right, here we go. It's come down to this. Two Pennsylvania teens set a house on fire because they were bored. Meanwhile, a woman drives her kid's toy pink Jeep to the grocery store instead of her Ford. Homeowner finds drunk 21-year-old intruder passed out in her chair. Tesla Easter egg when driver mentions that one thing that blows out air. And a couple leave their 4-year-old in the car while they go shopping in a sex shop. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, we talked about this a little bit on yesterday's show. There's a man in Minnesota who ordered a pizza at Domino's. He wanted toppings, but he didn't want the toppings on the pizza. He wanted them cooked, but on the side. Well, when he was told that Domino's would not do that, he showed his understanding by throwing slices of pizza at employees before threatening them with a gun. Now, across the Minnesota border at a Wisconsin Applebee's, a customer entered the restaurant. He didn't order anything. Instead, he yelled racial slurs and screamed at children and then assaulted a cook with a bike. Oh, and he had dynamite in his backpack. As you might expect, he was arrested because threatening fast food workers with weapons, well, that will get you arrested. And normally, counterfeiting money, that would also get you arrested if you try to spend that money. That is, unless your counterfeit money is so extraordinarily pathetic that even the FBI, who frowns on such things, they don't even waste their time with you. That was the case in Tennessee when a woman there attempted to spend a, what denomination of counterfeit bill do you think she rolled into the store?
Ooh, I say a million.
You are correct, Ted.
How did you know?
She grabbed a $1 million bill and took it to a local Dollar General store. And instead of getting arrested, She was simply given a no trespassing order. Do you know why? Because that's Dollar General's way of saying, we just don't have time for your bull ass, and we're not that stupid. But I think every business that has to deal with customers would love to say that because, well, customers. And today we want to talk about those all too frequent moments when a customer acts a fool. Maybe you worked at the establishment. Maybe you were, in fact, the customer. Or maybe you were just there and had to witness this. But today's question is, what is the most ridiculous customer interaction you've either had or experienced?
Be part of the Big Show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hope Charles, and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,451. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. You know who's back?
Who's back?
Ryan Castle.
Oh,
that's well, right. Whatever. Ryan Castle will join us once again from his basement studio dungeon type bar, and we will sit and spin. And as we were just the other day, seemingly talking about Kenny Loggins. He was our bad choice Friday.
Yeah.
Kenny, we find out, and I did not look at the information on this, so don't hold me to it, but someone said, hey, man, he might be playing locally later in the year at the Tulalip Casino.
Yeah, somebody sent that in. I think they said October, maybe.
He's only got 2 dates on his tour.
Now, personally.
Is that a tour?
Yes.
Is that a tour when you play? So, is it a tour if you play more than one date? That's it.
It's the home shows.
It's the home shows.
So, you go see Kenny Loggins. Steve, what is the song? You got to hear this one Kenny Loggins hit.
You're asking me?
Right. You know what I mean?
I mean, he has a bunch of hits, but I don't necessarily like any of them.
Well, we'll I'm all right. I'm all right. You want to hear that one?
I don't really, but I mean, I know it.
Ted?
Danger Zone.
Yeah. Danger Zone?
You don't even have to ask.
Okay. I like Footloose as well. You know what I mean? He's got a ton of hits. But either way.
Can he just play the 3 over and over?
When you go to a concert.
He should.
You know, nothing pisses you off more than when you go see one of your favorite bands and they don't play the song you like.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's just like, this sucks. Like, if you were to go see, I don't know, God, Rick Astley,
What?
What song is he?
That's who you pick.
What song is he going to play? He'd bring the house down at the Woodland Park Zoo.
Never going to give you
up. Exactly.
He's got to play it.
If he didn't play that, I mean, people would absolutely lose their mind.
But does he have another song?
They would let animals out of cages. You know what I mean? Like, this is anarchy. He didn't play the tune. There'd be penguins running around through the zoo going crazy, you know? Well, that's basically what today's Sit and Spin is.
So you pick Rick Astley. Mm-hmm. And then the idea is that we're going to free zoo animals because it's anarchy. And the thing
that's he didn't play a song.
Panicking on the street are the goddamn penguins.
Right, because he
didn't play.
Not
the gorillas, not the lions.
He didn't play I Don't Want to Give You Up. So today what we have is we have 10 songs the bands you know, without a doubt, will always play in concert. So what they did was they counted the number of times these bands played these songs. AC/DC. What song do you almost could be guaranteed that they're going to play?
Back in Black?
Back in Black, Hell's Bells, for those
of
that
long. They've got 100 of them. But there's going to be five there that you guarantee. Mm-hmm. Well, there's one of those tunes that they have played more than any. Okay. So you can't go to an AC/DC gig and not hear this song. So that's basically what we have today. We have 10 bands and the 10 songs that they always play in concert.
You going to go see Loggins when he comes around?
I'm thinking about it.
All right, let me know what he doesn't play. The song that you hope to hear. Because, he had so many hits, and I don't know why, but people love the guy, right? So he has so many hits, inevitably, he's got to drop one or two of them.
Sure. I mean, I don't know, maybe Jim Messina lives in Monroe, and he'll have a reunion, and they can all get together on the Kenny Holmes Shows tour. Either way, it sounds like a great time. So 10 songs the bands always play in concert coming up with Ryan Castle, and we will sit and spin with that today. And then today we're going to talk about people losing their mind. It almost seems like you cannot go a day without reading something in the news about someone losing their mind in either a restaurant, a Walmart parking lot. Dollar General has been like a home run this year.
Oh, sure.
As far as the amount of wackadoo stuff that happens in that one place alone.
Because they're cheap.
Have you ever been in a Dollar General?
I've been in a dollar store. It was just called the Dollar Store. I've been to the Dollar Tree, but I've never been to the Dollar General.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
There's a lot of Dollar Generals, too. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing.
And stop asking how much does everything cost.
Sure.
They're not kidding. Like, I want to say it was the Dollar Store. Literally everything in there was one. Everything.
Right, but Dollar General's not that way.
Okay.
Right. They've got something like $1.59.
Because
like,
they're generally a dollar.
It's like the dollar menu at McDonald's, wherever it is. We're like, I got a sandwich, like $1.59.
Like, why don't you call it the $1.59 menu?
Right, exactly. And just
right, back in the day, dollar stores were legit just dollar stores.
But people would, honestly, they'd pick up, like the price tag says $1. Is this really $1? And they're like, yes! That's why it says $1. Right.
People not getting their nuggets, going crazy, coming back through the drive-thru, brandishing a gun. We've heard all the stories that
fast food's had it bad.
Recently, in our area, Ted saying that he had a not-so-great experience in the Yakima Walmart. And then the flood came, the floodgates opened up, and we heard every single story about the Yakima Walmart and all the fun that can be had there.
Mm-hmm.
And today we started Domino's. Now, we brought this up the other day. This is kind of bizarre. Domino's customer in Minnesota, he allegedly threatened workers with a gun over a dispute about pizza toppings. Now, I know what you're thinking. He put the wrong toppings on the pizza. He forgot a topping. Something of that nature. That is not what happened at all. Apparently, the customer wanted to get the toppings on the side. And Domino's was unable to do so. Now you think to yourself, well, maybe they could take the toppings that they were going to put on the pizza and just put them in a little container on the side, right? This guy wanted the toppings cooked.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted the toppings as they appear on the pizza. He just did not want them cooked on the pizza. He wanted them cooked on the side.
Do they even have that?
No.
I feel like everything's kind of already put together and they just fire it through the oven. Well, they put the pizzas
together.
Right.
But there's no special little
pan. But I would think, like, the pasta and stuff, that's already in a pan.
It is.
I mean, listen, it can be done. They choose not. Look, having worked in restaurants, you get a lot of special requests, right? And a lot of times, you can accommodate what they're asking for, but depending on the personality of the customer or just how ridiculous it is, you're just like, no. You know, like, I understand this is how you like it, but if you look at the menu, that's not how we do it.
Suspect has been identified by the news outlet as 34-year-old Victor Fortner. Allegedly, he drove up to the restaurant's drive-thru and began arguing about the said topping problem. And then he threw several pizza slices at the workers in the restaurant, who weren't really doing anything other than saying, hey, we just can't do that. Fortner allegedly then pulled out a gun and pointed it at the workers before driving off. Police later found the guy who admitted to visiting the Domino's, but denied pointing a gun at the workers. Police, by the way, did not find a weapon in his car. And while it was initially reported that he'd be facing assault charges, he was instead cited for disorderly conduct.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason. But, let's get a job at Domino's. figure maybe a weird thing could happen every once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just typically, you know, in restaurants, again, you can ask for a request. A lot of times they're very accommodating. But if they say no, just just no, man.
I wonder, like, today.
That's so specific.
Right. Yes. I mean, and that's the thing.
Like, if you're like, hey, man. Like, you're at a regular restaurant. Like, can you do me a favor? Can you get one cup and put in some ranch and then some blue cheese?
Right, that's a standard.
All right, cool.
Right, there's standard substitutions to kind of expect. A lot of vegetarians will come in, right? So they want this meal but not the meat. Can you put, right, portobello mushroom? No big deal. But if you're like, listen, I want the house salad. You go, okay, no problem. Please don't put dressing on it. Again, no worries. But could you put it on four separate plates because I want my lettuce separate from the shredded carrots, separate. And it, like, yeah, it can be done, but no, we're not going to do that. Like, we're just not, man. Sorry.
Right, exactly. I walked into a convenience store this morning, and there's a sign on the window that says, help wanted.
At that one?
And I looked at it,
man,
and I just thought to myself, you know, you'd almost have to go through, like, combat training to work at this place. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would feel like that I would need to go and learn skills from a dojo, like some kind of sensei that could teach me some moves.
Look, the guys that work there are related, okay? So this is kind of a family-owned franchise, if you will. I understand why they are there. But saying you want, you're hiring someone outside of the family, my only thought with this particular location is the only people that are willingly going to work in this place are the very customers that you hate serving.
And I really thought to myself as I was in this establishment, what if I theoretically worked an eight-hour shift at this location, right? What would I see just today? I'm not talking about trying to pull off a 40-hour week there.
Right.
Or working longer than that. I'm just saying, like, what if the shift is 8 hours? How much crazy stuff would I see at this one location?
All right, based on what we know to be true of this particular location, eight-hour shift, how many fights do you think you have to break up? Not necessarily physical, but there's a lot of confrontation.
Probably four or five.
I was going to say about four.
A day.
All right. How many people do you think you have to ask to leave only because they've been in the store for 20 minutes? It looks like they're looking, but they're not buying anything.
I'm in there pretty quick, so I don't know about that one. I can tell you that I would have to tell someone, I believe, to please put on their mask no less than 200 times in an eight-hour shift.
How many people do you think you'd have to tell they have to pull their pants up at least to the point that we cannot see their actual ass or genitalia?
Well, the last two times I've been in there, I've seen it twice.
This is my point. So,
it wouldn't be worth it to work 8 hours.
No.
Well, I'm just curious what the experience would be like.
I hear you. You know. But I'm saying, like, after an hour, you'd be like, why in the hell am I in?
Well, it depends.
Yeah.
Our assumption is that they're hiring for a cashier. All right. And to me, that job's not worth it. If it's a cashier, if they're hiring you as a bouncer and you understand, because that place could use one, right?
Sure.
Just send me out of the door like, look, man, you can give us the money and I'll shop for you, but you cannot be in here.
No.
Like then it's a different job. Yeah. And you might be more willing to take it.
Right. Okay. Let's head down to Portland for this one real quick. A Portland pizza restaurant said they were forced to close over the weekend after getting harassed by a couple who refused to wear masks. The owner of Boxcar Pizza said the incident happened around dinner time last Thursday. Odie O'Connell said after they told staff about a medical exemption, the couple said, the two were asked, okay, that's fine. You guys just wait outside and we'll bring you your pizza. Then they became like really aggressive. They tried to come behind the counter. They were trying to take other people's pizzas. The man picked up my employee's drink and spit into it.
Jesus.
The owner said that they stayed for close to an hour, would not leave the pizzeria, and threatened to come back. So O'Connor, he did what anybody would do. He's like, you know what? We're just going to shut the hell down. So he shut down the pizzeria because he couldn't get any response for anyone to come and help him.
Why didn't you just throw him the hell out?
He tried.
At some point, you go over there and you remove... Again, just in restaurants, you get to a point. Typically, people do not escalate to that point. But on several occasions, what I cooked for 12 years, multiple times, you go into the kitchen like, hey, this is the situation.
Okay.
You pick them up and you throw their ass
out. No, name alone. Odie O'Connor. He's got an Irish last name. Odie. Can he fight?
Oh, I'm sure he can.
Yeah. I would think so.
If they did not physically throw him out, I'm going to assume that he can fight.
And the crappy part about this was they were closed for 2 months, basically because their oven broke down, and it took a little bit of money and it took a little time to get the thing fixed. So they had just reopened, and that was the busiest night of the week. And he was worried that people were, they were scaring people away from coming into the pizzeria.
Well, sure.
So people were leaving. And, you know, people are coming up to him going, what's going on down here? What's, this is crazy. Other restaurants said that they've had some incidences with masks, but nothing of this level. So our question, what is the most ridiculous customer interaction that you've either had or experienced? 206-421-ROCK.
Someone chimes in here and says, I've been known to order me some baked pepperoni, crispy, but I try to do it if they aren't busy and be friendly. Sure, man. It goes a long way.
And okay, crispy pepperoni, I didn't know you could do that.
No problem with that, man.
Well, right. And I'm sure a lot of local pizzerias or whatever, the place you go, like, I'm sure it's super simple. I'm just, and I could be dead wrong, but a place like Domino's, just, they're everywhere. Their franchises, like, I'm just imagining, like, stuff comes kind of prepared besides putting the toppings on the pizza and you just throw it in the oven. So it's like, I don't even know. I'm sure they do, but like outside of pans, do they have other dishes?
It's like going to Subway and saying,
like, are they mixing the pasta together, then putting it in that bread bowl?
Exactly.
They might be. I don't know. I would doubt it.
But either way, it's quick. You know what I mean? So there's nothing going on. It'd be different if you were, I don't know. It's like going to Subway and saying, hey, can you put that in the deep fryer? Like, well, we don't have a deep fryer.
No. So God damn it. I'm going to trash this place in a deep fryer because that's my specific. Like,
and the Domino's oven is actually like mechanical genius.
It is a fine oven. It really is.
I mean, it cooks. You're exactly right.
You stick it in one end, it comes out the other.
Yeah. Modern marvel.
But I don't think that you can.
Yes, the Domino's.
But see, I watched the shit.
I know.
Modern marvel. But they might not have a regular pan that can go through there. You know what I mean? And whatever with the vegetables. So what's the most ridiculous customer interaction that you've either had or experienced? 206-421-ROCK.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Howdy.
Hola.
Well, I don't know if I'm the James you guys think I am. I've never called and talked to y'all before, but
doesn't matter.
We knew. I know, man. We knew.
We know you.
Well, I work at a Seattle area cannabis dispensary, and we get all kinds of people through there. We get crazies all the time, but this one in particular day, this kind of transient woman in a dirty prom dress came in and just giving everybody a hell of a time. And we ended up having to ask her to leave because she wouldn't calm down. She was on probably a good meth bender for a few days. She decided to squat in the middle of the floor.
Oh,
and
no.
She starts laughing hysterically. We can't find out why. Then she stands up, and there's a big pile of deuce underneath her.
Oh, no. Oh. On command. That's what's amazing to me. You just couldn't.
Squat, grin, and drop it.
James, I couldn't. If I said, I got $1 million, James. If you drop trowel and take a poop in the middle of the store in front of your coworkers, I bet you couldn't do it.
Absolutely not.
No, no.
I'd give it a try.
I mean, you could try, sure. But
yeah, but you got to be, like he said, like she was probably on a bender for a few good days. If we stretch you out probably 5 days.
Okay.
And then it's not your coworkers. It's just people you're pissed at.
Right.
You can pull it off.
And it's a meth turd, man.
Yeah.
So after
it's probably been sitting there for days.
Ah.
Right. That thing's probably been on deck for like a week.
Oh, I know, because she hadn't eaten.
But When she does, so now there's a pile of poop in the middle of the floor of your store. So do you have to close the entire store until this thing's cleaned up? Or what's the next action?
What's protocol?
What is your I pooped on the floor protocol? The customers brought out the air fresheners and the fans and cleaned it up the best we could and opened back up shortly after.
I think I would use the dog technique. I would find myself a bag and put it in my hand and try to scoop it up and then, you know, tie it off and do it that way.
What I would do is find Miles a bag because, like, I'm not.
I'm not in here.
But how many employees were involved in the cleanup of this?
Well, there was about 15 employees in the store, including the CEO of our company.
Oh, wow. Well.
But, yeah, there was just a couple people involved in the cleanup.
Did you ask for a raise? Like, the CEO's there, like, look, man. You know, I don't mind working here. I'm slinging cannabis, so I'm down with this job. I like most of the customers, but I'm also working in a place where people in dirty prom dresses poop in the floor. I just feel like I should get a little extra something.
Did she, James, when she walked out, did she, like, drop a one-liner or anything like that? Like, this place is crap. Or, like, did she
say
anything?
No, she did not leave until the police came.
Oh, she waited.
Oh, yeah, she hung out with it.
And how were the cops dealing with her?
You know, they're pretty professional around there.
Yeah,
they're,
well, I'm just saying, like, that's probably not the gig they want to take at that point.
I'm sorry. Look, man, that's the time that if I'm a cop, I tase you. Like, you pooped on the floor and you're crazy. I'm sorry, man, you're going down. Because this is stupid, right? It's one thing, like, I don't know, you stole a car. You're like, right, people steal cars. I get it. I mean, even if you committed murder, I get it. It happens all the time. They make shows about this. There's, like, murder mysteries on TV. There's no, like, hey, you pooped on the floor mystery. This steps outside. You know, like, it's not that you want people to commit crime, but if you do commit crime, we all agree it needs to be in a certain realm, not poop on the goddamn. I would be happier if I came home and you stole my TV than I would be that you broke into my house, didn't take a damn thing, pooped in my kitchen.
James, you know what you should do, man? Because I know this is, I know for a fact. I know one thing about marijuana dispensaries. There's no less than 8 cameras in that place, all right?
Oh, yeah.
I want to know how many times you guys have gone back and watched the footage. Honestly, how many times you watched the footage?
Oh, man, I can't even count.
So was it like a magic trick? Because her dress is on the floor.
And then she comes up and poof.
And poof, it's like a rabbit in the hat.
It's like the ping pong ball underneath the coconut.
Right.
You know, it was all camouflage. We just thought she took a seat and wasn't going to leave, and then she stood up and surprised.
Oh, surprise! It's like a box of Cracker Jacks.
Good times.
Jesus.
What is the most ridiculous customer interaction that you either had or experienced? 206-421-ROCK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
What is the most ridiculous customer interaction that you've either had or experienced? 206-421-ROCK.
We had the guy that called in. He worked at a cannabis dispensary. Says like a methed out chick walks in. Being difficult. She had a long dress on. They don't realize what she's doing. She pops a squat under the dress, poops on the floor. Someone else says, my wife works at Petco and often finds poop smeared on the walls with the person's hands.
Ooh, I just figured it'd be from the animal.
Exactly. Like, I expect that. I can understand that, but why would you do that? Someone else says, I was working as a solo bartender at a dive bar in Linwood. Had this big mofo, 6'10", 300-plus pounds, who went table to table, interrupting each table's conversation to ask if they want to buy crack. I walked up to him with a baseball bat on my shoulder and let him know the cops were on their way. He said thanks, and then he left.
Damn.
But then again, look, if I'm in Linwood and I got crack to sell, I mean, no offense, I'll check everyone, too. You got about 80%, right?
Restaurant, though, is maybe not the place to go.
Well, no, after your meal. You're not going to be hungry again.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe I'll meet you outside. Up now, right. I mean, you're not. Yeah,
I don't advise you walk into the place of business.
No.
Anybody won't buy crack?
Not going to be hungry. That's why I didn't want to get anything to go.
Yeah, exactly. Ted, guess who it is again?
James?
James, welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
How you guys doing?
Doing good, James. Great, thanks, man.
Good, good. Well, I've got. I was a manager at a restaurant for about 6 years or so, and this happened about 4 years ago. I had quite a few, but this one was great. So it was a elderly couple came to eat for lunch, and they're getting ready to leave. The gentleman had a walker. The host put it aside, you know, put it away, and they brought it back to him. Well, anyways, the lady called for a manager, went to the table, and she had said that we had replaced her walker or her husband's walker with somebody else, and accused us of stealing it or something to that effect.
Well, there's a hot black market for old people's walkers.
I'm telling you, right? So I said, well, okay, well, let me go talk to my host team real quick and find out what's going on. It was the only walker that's been in there all day. We've only been open for about an hour. I go back to this lady, and I said, are you sure that this is not your husband's walker? And she accused me of being a liar over and over, and she got really mad. I said, okay, I'll be right back. Let me go call my boss. Well, my GM happened to be out of town. He was on vacation. So I called my director right above him. And he said, here's what you're going to do. Well, first of all, he laughed at me and said, well, you can't make this ass up. And I was like, no, you really can't. So he said, here's what you're going to do. You're going to leave your GM a nice note about what happened. You're going to go tell this lady to contact my GM at the time tomorrow, and he'll take care of it. And the funny thing was, I was going on vacation the following day to Las Vegas, which will come in handy with, well, with the whole locker thing. I was freaked out of a locker when I went there. Anyways, that's a whole other issue. But, okay, so I go out to the lady. I tell her what's going on, give her a number. She gets furious, goes out to the car, pulls it around for her husband, and throws the walker at me as she's walking out the door and cusses me out.
So how did this get resolved? Did you guys end up replacing the walker or what?
That's the best part. So she gets a hold of my GM, and I get back from vacation. I said, hey, what happened with this? And he said, well, I took the lady myself, got her a walker, and he said it was the exact same freaking one. The one she described to me was the one that was standing right in front of me.
I was going
to
tell you, man, you probably could have gone back and said, ma'am, I'm sorry, I got the wrong walker. I brought you the right one. And
yeah,
she
here
probably
it is.
Would have just gone, oh, thank you. You know, I mean, you got a Jedi mind trick, some people.
There's a weird thing with it. There's Rhodey was talking about working on one of the Kiss tours. I don't remember which one, but fairly recently-ish, right? So they said Gene Simmons apparently is just the worst freaking guy, because the one thing about Gene Simmons, whether you like him or not, the thing that's important to him is to let everyone around him know that he is important, okay? And granted, this is Kiss's tour, so he's the guy in charge, but they're doing sound before they open the doors, obviously. And Gene just keeps screaming to the mic that his bass sounds like crap, right? And he's going on and on and on and on. He's like, and you don't really say anything to this guy because still it's Gene Simmons, right? And he's like, look, it's a paying gig. So he's like, I move my hands phantom-like over the board. I don't touch a single thing. Clicks on the mic. Try it now, Mr. Simmons. So Gene Simmons starts playing his bass. He hasn't changed a goddamn thing. And then Gene pulls the mic up and says, now that's what a bass is supposed to sound like.
Sure.
Good job.
All
I was
class.
Like, thanks.
What's the most ridiculous customer interaction that you've either had or experienced? 206-421-ROCK.
Comment here says, I had a guy pull a knife on me over a burrito at Taco Bell.
Over a burrito?
A burrito at Taco Bell. That is absolutely crazy.
Ted, I wonder if it's ingredients or like, I was like, because yeah, that bean burrito is pretty cheap.
Look, Taco Bell has no problem with you. If you have any problem whatsoever, you go to the counter and they don't question anything. They'll always take care of it. I mean, I go to Taco Bell a lot. Like anything else, you're going to get a messed up order here and there.
Sure.
Just pull back around. Like, oh, sorry, man. No problem.
You know what? Because they don't get paid enough to care.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. That they don't get paid enough for your S. That's
right.
The whole thing.
Basically, I'm buying like a $1.50 thing.
Yeah, they're like,
yeah,
sure,
all.
Dude.
It's not really. I'll pay for it. Whatever.
Ted, you when you brought up the Walmart and that was it, Yakima.
Yeah.
So Walmart, notoriously, just crazy thing. Someone says, I worked at Walmart for a year. And you have many strange interactions with customers, but the worst was a lady took her three kids through the entire store and through the line, and then...
Oh.
Oh, God.
I mean...
Why would you... I mean, I guess maybe you had to bring them because you don't have a babysitter, but...
What about the kids?
But also, I wouldn't tell people. And I know maybe that's even worse, you know, but I feel like, all right, my kids have lice, but they're too young. I can't keep them home. I have to go to Walmart. We go through the store. I just don't know. And maybe it's the right thing to do at that point,
mm-hmm.
but I wouldn't. Oh, hey, everyone, by the way, we have lice. Carry on. I wouldn't say a word.
I got a lice day one time in school. I thought it was the greatest day ever.
Did you have lice or someone else?
No, somebody else's class did.
Dude, it's such a weird thing, right?
They wouldn't tell you who it was. They don't want to embarrass anybody, obviously. It's probably a smart move.
I understand.
But I knew it wasn't me.
But you always guess.
I tell you what, we had a couple of lice outbreaks in my grade school, and I loved it.
Because you get the day off.
Well, no, but they had to check you every day. And I always had dandruff, and then I found out that the cleaner your hair was, the more chance you had of getting them.
So you're just like, let it go?
Yeah, I was like, I got dandruff. I'm good. Because at first I was like, oh, I have bad dandruff.
The dandruff, Brad.
I got a dirty head.
Yeah.
I'll never want to live
and
that.
And then I remember the one lady, she's like, oh, no, you're fine. Like, they like clean heads. I was like, all right, dandruff.
She's also insulting you.
Yeah, I know.
They like clean
they
heads.
Like clean heads.
Zed's like, yeah! My nasty ass
that
is.
That was her subtle way of saying.
Ted missed all that. Just like, cool.
Wow.
Cool, cool, man.
I mean, look, most fourth and fifth graders are not going to shower.
Sure,
that is a bona fide.
Or brush their teeth.
Hello, Ethan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Hey, guys. How you been? Long time.
Thank you, brother. You're doing good, man.
All right. I got a story for you guys from when I worked at a luxury movie theater.
What makes a movie theater luxury?
Well, with this place, it had, like, the giant leather recliners, and you could choose to have the food brought to you in the theater.
Oh, yeah. You have a waiter. Well, they send you, like, a little menu thing, and you check it all for the pencil.
Have you done that yet, man?
Yeah.
I've done it twice, and both times, because the kids weren't with us, and it's like, look, they have beer, they have the reclining seats, and they bring me, like, chicken goddamn strips while I'm watching this movie. Yeah. I am in.
We brought it up at The Greatest Story Never Told. It's not, I don't believe it's there anymore, but the cinema that used to be below El Gaucho was one.
Yeah.
And then there's one up on 45th. It's got a name. It's like California's or Casablanca's.
Well, wasn't there a Cinnabar for a while?
That's where I went.
Up in Mount Lake Terrace. Uh-huh. That was the one. That might have been the last time I saw a movie in a theater.
Good chicken wings, and they used to have Men's Room Red and Big 22s.
I remember that.
I got one of those and some chicken wings. I'm sitting in the movie theater like, this is heaven.
I'm getting drunk watching a movie. Sweet.
Yeah. So continue.
All right. So my job at this movie theater, I worked the concession stand where people could also come up to and order if they didn't get the premium seats that had the waiter. So I was, aside from the concierge who did the tickets and everything, sort of the front face of the house. People would come to make complaints if they had any up there. So this one day we had a corporate event come in, which was normal for us. We had plenty of those happen on Fridays. But this one guy took issue with the fake gas fireplace we had for, like, atmosphere or ambiance or whatever. I don't know why we had it.
What is his issue with a gas fireplace?
Well, he wouldn't tell me at first. He just comes up to my counter where I'm training some rookies, and he's like, hey, who's in charge up here? I raise my hand. That's me. He's like, I need to speak to whoever is really in charge here. Well, our, you know, highest ranking manager was there. So it's like, okay, I call into the manager's office. He comes out. He's like, hey, this guy has a complaint of some sort. And policy was the presented employee and the manager try to figure things out. So
lucky
I go
you
with them, and he leads us over to the fireplace. And it's like, you guys really need to turn this off. It's just, what? And he continues. It's like, hey, it's burning, you know, gas and climate change and is bad for the environment. And he makes this really well-worded argument. It's just like, okay, this guy has some environmental concerns. You know, my manager goes to tell me to turn it off. And it looks really stupid.
What do you mean it looks stupid? Just the flameless gas fireplace?
Yeah, just the fact we had a gas fireplace going looked really stupid.
So that was his complaint?
That was his complaint.
Okay.
Did you guys have a parking lot outside of this movie theater?
We were on the second floor of a mall, but yes, there was a parking lot.
So his environmental complaint about this gas fireplace, but you park in this parking lot covered with black-ass asphalt for acres and acres. But like, bro, if you drove here, shut up.
Sounds very Seattle to me.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, trust me. There's a reason that Portlandia is a TV show. Mm-hmm. The complaints in the Pacific Northwest are a little bit different than the general complaints that most people have in life.
For sure.
Truly are. You know what I mean? Like, they're not on the same level. It's like, is this, pick your battles.
It's more first worldy.
Yeah, pick your battles.
I don't like this guy's fireplace. Wow, that's, you just parked in a goddamn mall parking lot. Mm-hmm. Shut up.
Right, you're
in a
mall.
My God, man.
Plus, who cares?
Nobody.
Him. By the way, Ted, someone points out, as far as lice goes, dandruff is not a problem when you're bald. Yes, Ted and I know that now. And as far as movie theaters go, someone says in Greece, and I like this idea, they have movie theaters that had different price levels for different comforts. All right, so the diamond level had the reclining seats with an on-call attendant that would bring you beer. So you can all go see the same movie, but it's like, all right, you know,
well,
there's the Greyhound section, there's the Spirit Air section, there's the first-class Turkish Airlines section.
Well, I think that's good, especially with kids. So, like, look, man, if you want to go and take your three kids to the movie theater, you don't go to that tier.
But you can't guarantee that because I'm taking my kids and two of their friends to see whatever god-awful movie it is they want to see. And just to be a D, because I'm mad that I have to sit through this crap movie, I'm going Diamond.
They're not showing that movie in that theater.
Probably not.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're going to go see something that's very adult. And I'd definitely pay for that experience to be able to, because I don't go to the movie theaters that often. So if I am going to go, it's because I really want to see a movie. So if it's just a little bit more for that, so like I don't have to get up The only time I have to get up is to go pee. Be nice if they had a catheter you could put in, but if not,
you want it all.
Right, exactly.
Oh, you want just diamond level? We also have the catheter, so you don't miss any part of the movie.
I still know that I like movies enough to spend that money on it.
It's not that, but I feel like if I go to the movies, rarely is it a movie that I am dying to see, right? So it's going to be the wife or the kids, but at that point, and it's fine, but you kind of make a day of it, because and it gets pricey, but honestly, I would pay for whatever I have to do for me to get served beer.
That's right? It.
Like, if I could show my ID when you first get in, I don't really stamp your hand or whatever it is they do. Like, look, if I can order beer, I could get to my kids' movies a hell of a lot easier instead of smoking a joint so I can sit through it and find things funny.
And fall asleep.
And fall asleep, yes.
What's the most ridiculous customer interaction that you've either had or experienced? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I work retail occasionally on the weekends, and we had a customer come in, and I overheard her buying some white leggings, going on about how she has to go to this yacht party, this, that, and the other thing. It's not good. 2 weeks later, I'm pretty sure she sends in her daughter to do the return. They're wadded up in a bag, and when I unroll everything looking for a tag to do the return or a receipt to do the return, first I discover there is fake tan down the side of these white leggings. I go to check for a tag on the inside of the pants, and I discover the not fun way that she wore these sans panties, so now there's crusty juices in the front of the pants.
The stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I had to get a manager and excuse myself because I almost dropped the F-bomb at her, telling her she's got to be kidding me. So I just said, I don't think we can return these. Let me go get a manager to be sure. And then I excused myself to go wash my hands.
Probably a pretty good idea. Mm. You had no idea that you needed to wear rubber gloves to go through a return.
I mean,
I shouldn't have to.
I mean, at whatever your position is at the store, do you have enough authority at least to say, listen, you know, I'm not trying to be difficult, but these are obviously soiled. We cannot take these back.
My problem is that at that point, I tend to not be nice about it. So I typically go get somebody else above me. I only work there on the weekends to afford my shopping habit anyway.
I can't believe
you can't be nice just for the weekend. Like, look, man, if it's Monday through Friday, I get 8 to 40 hours. You're sick of these nasty ass people. But like, all right, so we can go. Let me just
No,
because
Monday through Friday, I work with special needs children. So I'm actually changing diapers and dealing with people that I'm already up to my elbows in nastiness. Okay. I don't need it from people who are supposed to be a little bit more put together on the weekend.
Seem
a little aggressive right now with us, all right? We're just asking questions.
I know people do that, but it does seem to be a little much. Like, I'm going to buy something and just wear it to a Mariners game and then bring it back tomorrow. Like, my thing is that if it doesn't fit or I don't like it, that's one thing. I will just return it, but I'm never going to go and use it and then determine that, okay, maybe I didn't want this after all.
I've never done it. I've known a lot of people that have done it, but those people, they had the respect to wear underwear so they don't make direct contact with whatever it is they bought. But also they kept the tag. They just folded it because they knew, like, after this yacht party or whatever the hell it is they're doing, they're taking it back to the store.
It's almost I feel like it's more of a rental
situation.
It's women.
It's all women. Everyone I've known that's done it has been a woman.
That's why they have that rent the runway now.
What is rent the runway?
You can rent a dress and they'll send you two. Same dress, but one's going to be in a different size just in case the first one's too tight.
All right.
And then you wear it, and then you literally send it back.
You know what? It's actually a good idea, because I've met so many women that did it. And I remember the first woman that told me, because I'm like, what are you doing? Because she was tucking tags in. And she said, well, after this event, I'm going to return it. So, you know, I'm like, dude, that's so wrong, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, every other woman's there. It's like, we're all doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all going to this event. Like, none of us are dropping this actual money on this crap for this. And I'm like,
what a racket.
I had to buy a suit. I'm out.
Right.
I already took my tags off. Like, oh, there were like five of them. They're all like, yeah, bro, we're
no one goes into the men's warehouse and goes, hey, man, here, wedding's over. I don't need it anymore. That's not how it works.
Right.
You got the suit, man.
I mean, but at least we're open about it. Like, we're going to rent.
Ladies,
we're going to rent this tuxedo.
Just buy a basic
dress. It doesn't matter
dress.
What the event, but so we're going to rent this. And because they understand, we don't want to own it. I don't want to have to wear it. And they're even like, look, so that's what we do with Tuxedo Rental. There is not a dude that wants to wear a tux, because nine times out of ten, with the exception of your own wedding, typically you're going somewhere you don't want to be, and it's real hoity-toity, hence you need a tux.
You know, they change tux styles more than any other men's dress as far as the style of it is concerned, so the people won't buy a tux, and if they do, 2 years later, it'll be out of date.
But I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Just buy a black suit.
Right, but sometimes you
need
must
a, you need a tux. What is the most ridiculous customer interaction that you've either had or experienced? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So this is kind of something that I witnessed. I was standing in line at a Qdoba, and in front of me was one of the singers of a band that the listeners may know, but I will not name. And that person demanded that the staff, she ordered a chicken burrito, and demanded that the staff make a brand new piece of chicken just for her, even though there was plenty of the already made chicken that was just fine.
So did they do it?
Begrudgingly, yes. And the staff, the people that were with her even were like, I'm sorry, this is asinine, but yeah, they did it.
Okay.
Right. She just wanted one breast of chicken recooked.
She just wanted it cooked.
So wait, did they do it because she was an annoying customer, or did they do it because they recognized who she was?
They mostly because she was an annoying customer.
Okay.
I can guarantee you, Cheyenne, knowing who this person is, they had no idea who that is. So it wasn't like they went, oh, my God, it's you.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's not really a band that anyone even could put a face and a name to. So they probably just went, this jackass.
But here's the thing. It doesn't always. Years ago, I had one interaction with Brad Pitt. They were filming a movie in Baltimore. And the place I'm working is literally on the corner of where the movie set is. Because this part of town, this is weird, but believe it or not, there's this one part of Baltimore. And a lot of times when they want to create, like, 18th century France, these two blocks look like, and it's showing up in so many movies, but they're not in France or in Baltimore, whatever. Our place is right there. And so the crew, the cast, whatever, they would come. God, I wish I could remember the name of the movie.
The movie was 12 Monkeys.
Was it 12?
Yeah, it was 12 Monkeys. Well, that was one of the movies.
That was one of the movies he made. Either way, so we get crushed at lunch, and we're just ripping out sandwiches as fast as we can. And he is among a bunch, and he's not as big then as he is now, but he's getting there, right? So he, everyone's getting very impatient, waiting for the food. It's like three of us. We're doing the best we can. And people are pretty patient for the most part. But Brad Pitt rolls up at one point, and he asked the same question a lot of people had asked, which was simply, hey, man, how much longer do you think it's going to be on the sandwiches? Like, what did you order? He says it. I look down the tickets. I'm like, bro, honestly, 5 to 10 minutes, right? Just looking at the came in. And he slips the, do you know who I am? And I said, yeah. And in spite of that, it's still only going to be 5 to 10 minutes. To his credit, he just smiled and disappeared back in the crowd. Like, dude, I'm happy to meet you. It's pretty cool, but I don't care right now.
What is the most ridiculous customer interaction that you've either had or experienced? 206-421-ROCK.